Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Azrieli Group conference call. All participants are present in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. This conference call will be accompanied by a slide presentation. It can be found on Azrieli's site, www.azrieligroup.com, on the Investor Relations page under Presentations, and the financial reports can be found on the website as well. I would like to remind everyone that forward-looking statements for the respective company's business, financial condition, and results of its operations are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those contemplated. With us online today are Mr. Eyal Henkin, CEO, and Ms. Irit Sekler-Pilosof, CFO. Mr. Henkin, would you like to begin?
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining the conference call summarizing the first quarter of 2019 for investors. We're concluding a good quarter with strong results in all aspects, whether finance, development, occupancy, and tenant mix. Reviewing the economy in Israel, it's growing fast and strong. First quarter saw 5.2% growth in the GDP and 3.3% growth in the GDP per capita. Israeli population is continuing to grow in a significant rate at around 2% annually. The personal consumption expenditure rose by 7.6% this quarter, double than last year. And the business product grew by 5.8% annually, which is one of the factors explaining the increased demand for offices and supports our office segment. Azrieli future is a development, and we're continuing to surge in acquisitions, development, and construction. Last year, we invested 1.9 billion shekels throughout the year. This year, we started with 150 million and increasingly growing for the next quarters. Currently, the company's installed base income-producing properties about 1.2 million square meters, where we're building these days 960,000 additional square meters, which is actually building another 80% or 85% Azrieli. This is in fact what we're doing, and we're going to establish it by 2025. I remind you that each year we buy additional lands, additional properties, so this number is only for the current pipeline. NOI growth presentation, we show on the slides that it's going to grow to 1.8 billion, which is 20% growth. I remind you that this is for the coming 2 to 3 years, or this represents about 160,000 new square meters, and not the entire 960,000 square meters that we're going that are in the pipeline for 2025. In other words, this is a first portion of the entire pipeline. Offices, we have reached 100% occupancy of Azrieli Sarona. The gross leasable area of Azrieli Sarona is 118,000 square meters. And 100% occupancy of the Rishonim offices. We're continuing to maintain high occupancy in the existing properties and are investing considerably in them. For example, the Azrieli towers, which are currently occupied in more than 99.5%, are having big renovation in terms of lobbies, toilet floors, lobbies on each floor of each of the buildings, etc. Still, the price per meter, square meter, in terms of leasing is growing steadily, in a steady pace, and occupancy, as I said, is very high. Retail segment continues to enjoy both the economy and the actions we are doing in the malls. Stores revenue grew approximately 3.1% over the first four months of 2019. Just to explain, we released four-month store revenue figures because in the same quarter last year, the Passover holiday fell in March 30th, and this year it was in April 19th. The store revenues growth is very impressive, particularly in the case of same properties, which is +3%. We feel that we have a good combination of the physical and digital worlds, and our investments in both the physical properties and the development of an omni-channel, which includes Azrieli.com, the Azrieli app, the gift card, the multi-Azrieli club. We're now developing Azrieli Pay, et cetera, are only some of the reasons for the superior results presented by our malls related to the market average. Beyond the clear advantages of the real estate, namely the best locations, excellent access, and plentiful parking, together with high quality, which results in high level shopper traffic. During the quarter, we continued to make significant investments in upgrading the malls, which include, among other things, moving and adjusting space for tenants, strengthening the mix, and increasing the leisure components. In this context, we're exercising excess rights to build movie theaters in the Haifa, Tel Aviv, and Beersheba malls. In the Holon Mall, which is very successful throughout the recent years, we still continue to demonstrate good results. During the coming year, we will begin a comprehensive, we already began, as a matter of fact, a comprehensive upgrade and renovation that will be completed throughout the year 2020. We are continuing to include new brands into the malls, as well as international brands, and continue to show the desire to enter the Israeli market. In the Holon Mall, we have the first store of Kiko Milano in Israel. In the Jerusalem Mall, we have a new Miniso, a new Foot Locker, another Kiko Milano, very high brands of restaurants named Biga and others. In Modi'in Mall, this is the first mall where we introduced Shufersal's B, which is a new pharmaceutical chain, alongside with a Super-Pharma branch, which is already located in a number of our malls, and it's the leading Super-Pharma or pharma chain in Israel. In the Azrieli Tel Aviv Mall, a new Dezigual store was opened about a month ago. The first store in Israel of the Portuguese fashion brand, Parfois, will open in Azrieli in the coming months. This brand includes clothing, footwear, bags, and accessories, and has approximately 1,000 stores worldwide in 65 countries. The Adika store, which is a, I would say, a native online, which came offline, has also signed with us and will enter the mall in the coming months. Senior housing, Palace Modi'in opened in October 21st, 2018. We are advancing nicely with their occupancy at present, 145 out of 239 marketable residential units are occupied. As of the end of the quarter, approximately 130 residential units were occupied. The marketing of the project is exceptional. At present, there are 191 signed contracts, which can constitute approximately 82% of the units in the project, and we're only 1.5 quarters after the opening of this project. I think Palace Modi'in is a unique and special project, both from an architectural aspect and in terms of the services and content it provides to its tenants. Irit will later go into detail about the effect of the Palace Modi'in lease-up on the FFO this quarter. We are currently in the midst of developing three additional senior houses. The next one to be open is in the south. It's a remarkable and again in the style of the Modi'in senior housing, and it's going to be open in two phases. First phase incorporates 240 residential units, out of which already 90 are signed for lease. Additional topics, dividend. In May this year, we distributed a total sum of 560 million new Israeli shekels in dividends for 2018, reflecting 4.62 new Israeli shekels per share. And this is a consistent and continuous rise in dividend distribution since the IPO. The Azrieli Town project will be handed over as planned to the tenants at the end of 2020. To date, we have marketed 82% of the office space. We're adding companies such as PwC, Fisher Behar, and Law Firm, which is one of the five top law firms in Israel, and WeWork in the last quarter. There are approximately additional 215 residential units for lease in this complex, which are being built these days. We are progressing with the project construction according to plan, and are at the structural work stage of the office in tower. At this stage, we already reached the 16th floor and moving forward, and in the residential tower, we're at the ground level floor, and we're now building the concrete skeleton these days. Spiral Tower, in the past year, we launched the iconic multi-use Spiral Tower. The planning is carried out by the architectural firm KPF, New York-based one, which designed five out of the 10 tallest and most complex towers in the world. We're progressing with shoring and excavation, and out of the seven underground floors, we are already at floor minus one. The light railway Shalom station will have a direct entrance and exit located in the building, and this light railway will be operational by 2021 or beginning of 2022, while the tower will be in place and operational by 2025. I will now give the floor over to Irit, who can explain all the financial results of the company in depth.
Good afternoon. The results of the financial statements for the first quarter attest to Azrieli Group's continued growth and momentum, as it is expressed in all of the operating parameters of the company. 8% rise in NOI in the current quarter compared with the same quarter. The rise mainly derived from continued lease-up of new properties such as Azrieli Rishonim and Azrieli Sarona, the purchase of new property in Austin, Texas, and internal growth of existing properties. The same property NOI rose some 6% in the quarter. The growth mainly derives from continued lease-up of properties and from internal growth of existing properties. Diving into operating segments, we see that the NOI from the retail centers sector rose by around 0.5% this quarter. The NOI from the office sector rose by around 19% this quarter, mainly due to the lease-up of Sarona and Rishonim. The NOI from the operations in the U.S. rose some 13%, mainly due to the purchase of new properties in Austin. The NOI in the senior housing sector decreased by around 1 million shekel due to the gradual entry of the residents in the senior home in Modi'in, which initially leads to a deficit in the management. Although the number of apartments marketed in the project is unprecedented for the home that just recently opened, we are bringing the residents in gradually while being fully operational and are expecting to break even later in the year with the entry of most of the residents. The company's FFO rose from 266 million shekels in the same quarter to 339 million shekel in the present quarter, up 27%. We can see that the contribution of senior housing to the FFO is very significant after the opening of the home in Modi'in, and the total growth in FFO, which derives from senior housing, is around 32 million shekel. Also, excluding senior housing, we can see an impressive rise of some 12% in the FFO, which mainly derives from the growth in the company's FFO and, sorry, NOI. The growth is part of the gradual process leading to a significant rise in the FFO that we expect to see in the coming years, as is expressed in the FFO forecast on slide 18 of the presentation. Please note that the forecast discounts the peak due to the effect of first-time lease-up of senior housing projects and includes representative and stable FFO of the homes with full long-term occupancy. The average cap rate on the company's income-producing properties is 7.3%, similarly to the end of last year. The value of the investment property is around 27.5 billion shekel as of the end of the quarter. The property mix is diverse and includes some 36% retail properties, 38% office properties, 9% offices overseas, and 7% senior housing properties. During the quarter, we raised debt in the amount totaling around 1.5 billion shekel through the offering of two new bond series with a duration of 7 and 10 years. This and previous financing rounds allowed us to double the average duration of the company's debt from 2.3 years to around 4.8 years in a short period of only 4 years, while at the same time reducing the interest rate from 3.1% to 1.8% respectively to the same period. As of the end of the quarter, the company has a cash deposit, cash and deposit, a balance of some 2.4 billion shekel. The company's unmortgaged properties total over 22 billion shekel and constitute around 70% of the company's assets. Net debt to assets around 25%, and the equity to assets ratio is around 51%. The closing of the sale of our holdings in Lumicard was carried out in February 2019, and the proceeds were received according to the terms of the agreement. Part of the proceeds in the sum of 80 million shekels was received as a dividend and was included in the other income in the income statement against a reduction in the same amount in the adjustments to the comprehensive income. During the quarter, we sold around 7.5 million shares of Bank Leumi in consideration for some 180 million shekels before tax. Today, our holding rate in the bank is 3.1%, with a value of approximately 1.1 billion shekels. Profit this quarter totaled 369 million shekels, compared with 259 million shekels in the same quarter last year, up approximately 32%. It is mainly attributed to growth in the top row, namely in NOI and in the partial proceeds from the sale of Leumi Card, as I mentioned before. The equity attributable to the shareholders at the end of the quarter totaled around 16.8 billion shekels after reduction of the retained earning in the sum of 560 million shekels in respect of the dividend that was declared. We will now proceed to the Q&A session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question is from Charles Boissier of UBS. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you very much for the presentation. I just have two questions. The first one is, we've seen yesterday press article mentioning some very large retailers being in negotiation to take space in your malls, and I just was wondering if there's anything you can say about those press articles. And then the second one on the U.S., how do you see the prospects for occupancy to improve from its current level of 83%? Because when we look at occupancy, it's extremely strong in your Israel portfolio at 99%, and slightly lagging for the U.S. part of the business. Thank you.
Hi, Charles. Thank you for the questions. I'll put it shortly. There are some big brands from overseas which approach us now and then, and I would say we are suggesting or offering us to lead their entrance to the market. What is lead their entrance to the market? It means that for the first two to three years, maybe they will only be in our malls and all the stuff, and maybe to join hands with the marketing and location, et cetera. Sometimes it slips out of the newspaper, but usually we don't talk about the negotiations, but this is just a flavor of where we stand with these brands. Of course, once we come to a tangible and executable collaboration, we will inform the market. Regarding the U.S., two things. One, Houston is I would say it's a great market, but the challenges there is that you need no zoning in order to build a building. And at the end of the day, what happened when the oil barrel, I'm talking Brent now, was $140 and beyond, lots of entrepreneurs built real estate in Houston, and then when it fell down, even it got to $27, it was all standing there while the oil, big oil companies didn't occupy. So what happened in these years, it was the occupancy rate fell down to 72%-75%. Today, it's already growing to 78%-79%. in the Houston area, we still enjoy higher occupancy in our assets. This is one. Second, after the Hurricane Katrina, we had quite a big damage in two of our assets. It's called Riverway 1 and 3, and it took us 2 years to rehabilitate the assets, build the ground floor again, lobbies, et cetera, and we lost some reputation with these buildings. The good news is that only a week ago, the first time within these 2 years, a tenant signed a deal, 8,000 sq ft, and there's lots of movement there. So, first of all, we made a great renovation. Second, we are rehabilitating the brand and the positioning of these assets. And three, we're starting to see new leases there as well. So, you know, this is an overview of this 83% you were talking about in the U.S.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Henkin to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available later today on the company's website, www.israeligroup.com, in the Investor Relations section. Mr. Henkin, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes. Well, as we can see, the group is generating solid short-term results with double-digit increases in the main parameters. Concurrently, we're working hard on the mid to long term with a development backlog that is unprecedented in the market, and the marketing and sales machine that is creating an impressive lease-up rate. At the same time, we are also looking at other growth engines. We will update you in due course. Thank you again, and have a great day.
Thank you. This concludes the Israeli Group conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.